Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551 for your texts. On polish, shoes polished on Saturday evening, ready for Mass Sunday morning. Separate brushes for the brown and black polishes. Oh, yes. Today's polish dries up because it's not used regularly, says that person. And somebody else has been on, Sheila O'Brien. No shortage of black and brown polish in Dunn stores here in Galway. I polish shoes all the time. My husband works in the hospital. I believe polish is antibacterial. My brother did a term with the FCA. He had Misha polish in his boots. Aren't you a great sister? With oxblood polish? Oxblood? He's wearing oxblood boots. Also polishing the brass buttons on his uniform. There was a brass protector so the material didn't get stained. Naturally, he paid me back in the day. Precious memories of days gone by. Corporal Paddy Fallon. That's Sheila O'Brien, sister of Paddy. A great guy. Memories of lines of shoes lined up on newspaper kitchen floor on Saturday night for the whole family. I was eldest girl with 13 siblings and 4 brushes for black and brown shoes. One to apply polish and one to shine. That's the way it was done, isn't it? God help me if I mix them up. The boys were never asked to do that job. Mary and Killarney, thankfully things have changed. And polishing shoes brings back memories of my father. He would polish all of our shoes on Saturday night, ready for Sunday morning. Thanks for recalling this memory. That's Mary Nolan in Banshee in County Tipperary. And finally, for the moment, Anne says, I was interested in your story about polishing boots. When I got married to an army man in the 1960s, who sadly is no longer with us, he used to get me to polish his boots for him. Can you imagine a woman of today doing that? But I drew the line when it came to spit polishing. That's Anne. Nearly the June bank holiday, and you can sense people are getting ready to head off for the start of the summer. But have you got your cubes ready? And I don't mean your OXO cubes, I mean your packing cubes. Yes, it was new on me as well. They're the latest must-have accessory when it comes to packing your clothes efficiently. Nicola Brady is freelance travel writer with the Irish Independent and Condé Nast Traveller magazine, among others, and has just gotten off a plane at Gatwick Airport. Perfect place to talk to us about packing. Good afternoon, Nicola.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you.
You too.
People are constantly looking for the best way to pack because we all feel we don't do it properly. What are the big mistakes that people make when it comes to packing?
I think the biggest mistake is just bringing way too much. Like, we all get to the end of the trip and you come back and open the case and think, God, I didn't wear half of that, you know.
Mm. Why do people
overlugging it.
Why do people overpack, do you think, Nicola?
Oh, I think it's a combination. It's the kind of a little bit of panic. And then it's also like you're excited to go on your holidays and you want to wear something nice and you don't know what to bring. So you bring it all just in case.
And of course, like, I know we're going on holidays. There's a 20 kilogram case and then a couple of 10 kilograms. And you'll feel obliged to fill that 20 kilogram one, won't you?
Yeah. If you're bringing a big case, you kind of want to get your money's worth. Yeah. It's like, well, if I'm paying for a 20K, then I'm going to fill it to the brim.
Yeah. And then... whether you like it or not, people buy holiday clothes, don't they?
Yeah.
A treat.
And it is nice. Like, I do it myself. But I think the key is if you just buy yourself one or two things, because if you look back, you've probably still got last year's holiday buys in the wardrobe as well. You know, I do the same and I open it up and I'm like, God, I forgot I had that. But the thing is, well, this is true of me anyway. When I go away, I end up wearing the same things over and over again anyway. You reach for the old things that are sort of loose and comfy
exactly.
And nice in hot weather. And
yes, the old familiar, isn't it, Nicola? And then you've bought something new, which you haven't tried on really, you haven't worn out. Then you're in a foreign country and it comes to 5 o'clock in the evening, you're getting ready for dinner and you put the new dress on or the new shirt or new pair of shorts and you go, nah.
Yeah, you always think it's going to be so glamorous and then you're like, God, I'm just hot and I'm tired and I just want to throw on like a muumuu and go out for a beer.
That's it. The old familiar, yeah. So when packing, which items of clothing should you pack first?
Now, I have quite an organized system. So I tend to pack things in categories. So I roll everything up really tight and then I sort of arrange it into quadrants in the case or the backpack. So I tend to put the bulkier things in first to kind of form a foundation. And then it's like trousers, skirts, tops. So everything is in order and I can see it all as well. I kind of go with the Conn Marie method. I don't know if you're familiar.
The which?
The camera, it makes me sound a little bit bonkers if I talk about it too much.
Yes.
But it's a way of folding things so you can see everything. So if you imagine like sock drawer, when you open it,
you see
everything
lined up. Oh, the Marie Kondo method. Sorry, yes, yes, yes.
Sorry, that's it, yeah.
Marie Kondo method, yes, yes. I'm familiar with that, yes. She has turned her back on all that since she had children, I believe. But anyway, but she was when she had
I
the time.
I don't believe
she,
it for
she,
a second.
She was doing that. Which brings us nicely on, because you have your quadrants. So you're probably a fan of the packing cubes. Will you tell people about the packing cubes?
So, controversially, I'm not really a fan of the packing cubes. Now, some people swear by them. So they're sort of very thin fabric cubes, and you can organise all your clothes into each one. So one is for all of your shorts, one is for your T-shirts. Now, where I think they do come in handy is unpacking. So you take it all out and you just put it in the drawers, and you know that all of your T-shirts are in one place, all your dresses are in one place. But I like the visual of seeing it all in one go.
So these cubes, they're like boxes. Have they got zips?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just sort of soft shell things.
Right.
So they pack down to almost nothing. You fill them with your bits, and then you kind of, what's the game, Tetris?
Yes.
Like arrange your case like Tetris. So all of the cubes are in kind of an order.
My word. And they're popular, are they?
They are. I think it's the kind of thing, if it works for you, great. But it's just another thing to buy, and it's another thing to store, and it's something else that you may just end up chucking
now,
away.
I'm going to be a bit of a
time.
Pedant now, Nicola, but how do you know that the ones that you get are going to fit comfortably into your particular case, or are they standard size?
I think you can get them in various sizes,
okay.
But with most of them, kind of like Tupperware, you get a pack of them with variant, like different sizes within it.
Right. So you're nobody unless you have unless you're packing cubes now. But I suppose, you know, this often happens to me that you're in the airport and you've put the book that you want to read on the plane into the case, or something else, or you need a charger and you have to open the case and get it out. If you had your packing cubes, it would be well organised and you'd be able to put your hand to it immediately. That's an advantage.
Technically.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I would also argue, what if you don't know which packing cube is which?
Well, you label
and
them.
Then
I'm going to buy labels as well. I'm going to buy labels for them.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I could possibly get on board. Now, I do say I always have anything I could possibly need in the airport is right on top, because I had a situation years ago
where
I was going through, everything was in a backpack.
Right.
And it was an airport that made you take a curling iron out, and I had one at the bottom of my bag, and everything was so tightly packed that when I went to get it, it was just like an avalanche of all of my knickers, everything flying out everywhere. Yes. And I was like, do you know what? Never again.
I'm sure they've seen it all, Nicola. Isn't that?
could you imagine the stories they have?
Oh, yes. There's a book in it. I'm sure it's been written already. Speaking of books, because I think that just like the outfits, I think we are overly ambitious about the amount of reading we're going to do on holidays.
Yeah, and it's a tough one. I was just talking to my dad earlier on, because my mum used to pack like 10 hardback books and maybe read one in the week. But I do, if you're going on a sun holiday, I do like having a good few books. But I think the key is to maybe pick the couple of paperbacks that you're going to read. Or if you're a Kindle person, problem solved.
Yeah, I'm not. And then the Kindle is hard if you're out in a sunny climb, because you can't see
I know.
It's too bright.
I just like having a few paperbacks.
Right, okay.
And then you're good to go, but yeah.
Finally, where are we at with toiletries now? What's the best thing to do?
I always have a toiletry bag on the go with miniatures. I don't think you need anything full-sized when you're heading away.
Right.
Now, going through Dublin at the moment, there are a few of the security desks where you don't need to take your bag of liquids out. But you still kind of need the plastic bag for the 100 mils.
Okay.
When you're going through, just in case.
Right.
But yeah, miniatures are the way to go. And you can get anything else you need when you're there.
So roll up and put the trousers and that in first, and don't bring too many books. Okay. Nicola Brady, freelance travel writer with the Irish Independent and Condé Nast Traveller and other things. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks a million.
Bye now.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.